God's attributes discerning the Lord's body. To understand the body of Christ is not to hang a crucifix. Oh God. It's not to hang a crucifix with some people put him there say, and carve someone hanging there. My Jesus is no more on the cross. My Jesus is no more on the cross. He conquered the cross. He conquered it. Praise the Lord. He's no more on the cross. Amen. He is now seated on the seat of mercy, pleading for all my weaknesses, pleading for all my shortcomings, pleading for that last elect to come in. As Olumide is one, but with many members that make up this one body. What are the members? The hand. They all have names. The hand, the ear, the eye, the mouth, the leg. Amen. Every part of his body, they are the members of this body. Though they are many, yet it is one body called Olumide. He says, so also is Christ. The body of Christ is no longer that body that is hanging, that was hanging on the cross. Oh, glory be to God. The body of Christ now is made up of all of us, members. Every one of us, we are members of that one body. So together with us, together, all of us together, we are one, members of that one body of Christ. We are to wash one another's feet. Not for the bishop to be washing our feet. You are our master, Abby. He said we should do it to one another. The disciple, do it to one another. He didn't appoint any of them as their leader, as their head. Discerning the Lord's body. Every weak person, after today, you will receive strength in the name of Jesus. What's the second one? He said, many are sickly. All manner of sickness among you in that fellowship. All manner of sicknesses among you. He said, this sign shall follow them that believe. They will lay hand on the sick shall recover. Why is your own not going? Why in that very church, why are so many people sick, 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 no healing? Why? It's because you eat this communion unworthily. Praise God. The third one is what? Many sleep. Sleep here is die. When you see a fellowship where people are just dying, 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 in 1 week, 4, 5, 10 people don't die. Watch very well. They are eating communion in that church unworthily. If it is a church, of, I'm talking of a true fellowship. Oh. I'm talking of a true fellowship. Oh. It's not every church that is a church of God. Oh. Amen. Listen. I'm not talking about this church where they go, they give you wafer in the tongue. This one that a witch is called. Father, Son, Holy Ghost. No, but that one I'm talking. That one, nobody, they died there. The reason is because they are all dead already. Can't die two times. People die in fellowships because of the way they approach the communion. Praise the Lord. And it is because they don't understand the body of Christ. And to understand the body of Christ, listen, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. To understand the body of Christ is not to hang a crucifix. Oh God. is not to hang a crucifix with some people put him there, say, and carve someone hanging there. My Jesus is no more on the cross. My Jesus is no more on the cross. Oh, glory be to God. He came from heaven to earth to show the way. From the earth to the cross, my debts to pay. Now, from the cross to the grave, and from the grave to the sky. Lord, I lift your name on high. Amen. Don't carve the image of anybody and hang on the cross and say that is a symbol of your faith. No, my Jesus, hallelujah, he conquered the cross. He conquered it. Praise the Lord. He's no more on the cross. Amen. He is now seated on the seat of mercy, pleading for all my weaknesses, pleading for all my shortcomings, pleading for that last elect to come in. Praise the Lord. Understanding the Lord's body. You want to understand the Lord's body? Luke chapter 22 and verse 19 and verse 20. Praise the Lord. And he took bread and gave thanks. That is the last supper before he went to the cross. And gave unto them, saying, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. What did he do? He break it. Likewise also, the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new testament in my blood, which is shed for you. Let's go back. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The bread, he says, break it. What did he say? After he break it. Let's read it again. Amen. Verse 19 again. Luke chapter 22. And he took bread and gave thanks and break it. He break the body. Listen. Praise the Lord. And this is the way Apostle Paul put it in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 16 and verse 17. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 16 and verse 17. Listen to the way he put it. He said, the cup of blessing which we bless. He said, what is it? Is it not the communion? Communion here is fellowship. What is fellowship? Identification of the blood of Christ. Not just identification, it's partaking of the blood of Christ. Then he says, the bread which we break, is it not the communion, being part of sharing of the significance of the body of Christ? Hallelujah. Communion here says fellowship. Then you understand in Philippians chapter 3 and verse 10, the prayer, amen, the wish of Apostle Paul, Philippians chapter 3 and verse 10, Philippians, hallelujah. See his prayer. That I may know him, Jesus Christ, and that I may know also the power of his resurrection. And what is this power of his resurrection? The power of his resurrection here is the significance of his resurrection. And also, what is the thing that brought him out from the grave? Today we know it. In Romans chapter 8 verse 11. If the spirit that raised up Christ from the dead dwells in you, Praise the Lord. He that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his spirit that dwelleth in you. Go back to Philippians chapter 3. Praise the Lord. Verse 10 again. That I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the communion, fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable unto his death. And the only way, please go back again to that verse 10. The only way, opportunity for him, for us, amen, to know the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings. Then, if you don't know it, you will never be made conformable unto his death, what he did on the cross on Calvary. To achieve that, we hold the communion service. When we call for communion service, then that song that the man sang becomes relevant. When I survey the wondrous cross on which the Prince of Glory died, my righteous day, I bow. Hallelujah. And when you survey it, you can also sing. On the hill, far away, stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame. And I love that old cross, where the dear rest and bed for a world of love. Sinners was slain, so I'll cherish it. So I'll cherish it. So rugged cross, till my trouble is at last I lay. I will cling to the Lord again. Oh yes. And I sent his song for a crown. And I may know the fellowship of his suffering. That is what we demonstrate. I die with him and I resurrect with him. That is what we demonstrate by water baptism. Hallelujah. That's why we go for water baptism. Some people don't even know what it means. Just as they don't know, they just think, just carry bread and then take wine and take, and that's all. Communion. You just enter water and then enter the water and then come and say, what happened? Baptism. So they say, after baptism, I go receive Holy Ghost. I am now, where the Holy Ghost? Actually, they are looking for anointing. They are not looking for eternal life. So they say, if I enter water, come out then, which no go get me again. All my problem will go. Your problem no go go like that too. You must know and be a partaker of the fellowship of his suffering. That is why you demonstrate when you enter that water. With the same spirit also of entering that water, you carry that bread, you carry that wine, then you automatically see yourself under the cross of Jesus to be partaker of his sufferings. If you suffer with him, the Bible says we will reign with him. I don't know if somebody's on that. If we suffer with Christ, we will reign with Christ. Oh, praise the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 12. Please listen carefully. Bible study. For as the body is one. Olumide, come. Amen. Amen. This is Olumide. Listen. Olumide, come. Olumide, go. So that maintain social distance. Praise the Lord. This body is one. This is how he put it. For as this body, as the body, Olumide, is one and has many members, and all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ. Listen. As Olumide is one, but with many members that make up this one body. What are the members? The hand. They all have names. The hand. The ear. The eye. The mouth. The leg. Amen. Every part of his body, they are the members of this body. Though they are many, yet it is one body. Called Olumide. He says, so also is Christ. The body of Christ is no longer that body that is hanging, that was hanging on the cross. Oh, glory be to God. The body of Christ now is made up of all of us. Members. Every one of us, we are members of that one body. So together with us, together, all of us together, we are one, members of that one body of Christ. I read on. How did you come into it? Verse 13. For by one spirit are we all baptized into one body. That body is a fellowship. Whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free or so, and have been all made to drink into one spirit. The day you catch this, amen. There's one minister that used to be here with us before that was trying to politicize the church with his carnality. We'll go and meet some members and tell them, you know, me and you, we come from the east. You know, me and you, we are Igbos. That man is a Hausa man. That is evidence that man is not part of the body of Christ. Or is completely ignorant of the body of Christ. He may be belonging to. In fact, he doesn't belong there. Amen. Praise the Lord. There's a brother that reminded me recently. I couldn't remember. He reminded me. He said he came to my office for prayers. And as an elder, I made a pronouncement. I said, Lord, I thank you that for the sake of your blood, I can call this Igbo man my brother. He said that statement I made changed his perception of his relationship with me. It suddenly occurred to him that this time he calls me Brother Moses, there's something that makes me his brother. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's somebody, there's something. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Zoe, your wife is, see your sister. Do you call her sister? In fact, your own is very complicated. Because she's your wife, she's your sister, she's your angel. She's your angel. You call her mommy too. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. But as funny as it looks, not many people sit down to think about that until the criteria for picking a wife or a husband is not if he's a Christian, but if he's from Oka. Zoe? Oka. If it's from a village. You still hear people say today, we don't marry from Mbise. We Christians. Something is wrong. That's why I say my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. And as long as this is your understanding about the Christian faith, your gathering will always only be religion. And from religion, it drops to a social gathering. And that is the reason why you don't have the same feeling for a brother that is sick, worshiping within the same church, taking the same communion from the same cup, broken down the same blood. You don't have the same feeling for that brother when he's sick, like the feeling you have for your blood brother, same father, same mother with you, who is in the village, sick. You don't have the same feeling. It is a revelation. But will this ever be achieved? No matter how we preach it, there's always that, you know, a demonstration of that lack of knowledge. But in the beginning, it was not so. When the church of Jesus Christ started, it was not so. And I can prove it in Acts chapter 2. Hallelujah. Acts chapter 2 from verse 41. Then they that gladly received his word were baptized. And the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship and in breaking of bread and in prayer, that is communion. And fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. And all that believed were together and had all things common. See how far they went in verse 45. And sold their possessions and goods and parted them to all men as every man had need. And they continued daily with one accord in the temple and breaking bread from house to house, did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. Will you say this is the same testimony now by your church, your own church, even Brother Assembly Church? See me at the mention Brother Assembly. Look at all the top list. Bride Assembly. In fact, I mentioned that in a convex. Because that's why that girl was surprised that my blood pressure was normal. Listen, church. Amen. But we will get there. Whether we like it or not. Amen. Nothing short of perfection will go in the rapture in this age. Nothing. Nothing short of perfection will go in the rapture. And the last stage of the growth in perfection is what? Charity. Amen. And charity is sacrificial love, sacrificial lifestyle, selfless lifestyle. Praise the Lord. Sacrificial love. You have to catch it. And may the Lord help us in the name of Jesus Christ. We are going, we are moving forward. There are shakings that are taking place, and all the shakables shall be shaken, and only those that will stand. Amen. Too much of selfishness. Too much of selfishness. Hallelujah. You see people come to church. And this is not just Brother Assembly. I'm talking of church generally. The church at Corinth, God let it be recorded so that we see an example of a carnal church, so that you will know which one you belong. Either the Ephesian church or the carnal Corinthian church. Spiritual Ephesian Church or Carnal Corinthian Church. Amen. And Bride Assembly falls under the Corinthian Church. Full of gifts. They didn't talk about gifts in Ephesian Church because they didn't have problem with it. It was at Corinthian Church that they even communion, they have to teach them how to take communion. Corinth. It is in Corinthian Church, they have to teach them how to even operate the gift. Until speaking in tongue, it was Corinthian Church that everybody was speaking in tongue. Here, mama, Corinthian Church, full Nigeria. Here, mama, totoro, masoto, everybody. Here, mama, apostle Paul say, Kai, if somebody come, who they think that you people are mad? And began to set it in order. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. It's a Corinthian church that you see people just carnal. Everything we do is to be seen. Everything is show off. Everything is, so you see competition. You see, you know, competition. It is here you see, you hear my, but the earlier church is our. And we must come back to that estate. Praise the Lord. Our. Nobody, until they were ready to sell their possession to meet the needs of other brethren. What has happened to the Church of Jesus Christ? You are still seeing people, members of the church that have no accommodation. And you see members of the church, other members that have extra rooms in their houses. They are even scared. The reason they are scared is, why they don't do it is too, some, they just naturally, they cannot live with other people. Then, amen. There are people that there's a curse that is following them. The curse that makes them, they can never be givers. It's a curse. Oh. It's a curse. If you don't have the ability to give, it's a curse. That's the truth. Because you will never attract favor. Now, there are others where, because of experience with other brethren, they are scared to bring you into their homes. Because they may be thinking you are a brother, meanwhile, you are a serpent. So, for various reasons, we are in the estate that we are in now. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. But there is power in unity. He said, when you come in division, there'll be division here, amen, in that estate, you lose the benefit of unity. Psalm 133, verse 1, 2, 3, I think there are only three verses in that psalm, and it's talking nothing but, you know, the benefit of unity. Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. Verse 1 again. Behold, how good and how pleasant. How good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity, because there is power in unity. Brethren, and Satan knows that there is power in unity. That is why he makes sure that the church remains divided. Make sure the church remains disunited. Spiritually, not united. Physically, not united. So that Because he knows in doing that, the church will be weak. Power of unity. The Bible says, two cannot walk together except they be agreed. So when you come together, there are some prayer points. All of us open our mouth and talk. And there is no effect. No effect because we are not together. We are not united in the spirit. There's jealousy among us. There's envy among us. There's hatred among us. But when we are united, even God gave testimony at the Tower of Babel. They have set their heart in unity. He said, nothing will stop them. They will achieve what they want to achieve because of unity. Praise the Lord. If the Church of Jesus Christ worldwide, particularly in Nigeria now, the reason we are where we are today is because Satan has made sure we are not united. Can't you see the way we are fighting each other? The one in Port Harcourt is fighting the one in Abuja. The one in Abuja is fighting the one in Lagos. The one in Lagos are fighting, cursing themselves. And all of them. When you come to call your people, remember me. Which heaven are we going? We don't settle here, we settle in heaven, Abi. Even husband and wife. When Satan wants to destroy that family, he makes sure they are not united. That's what Apostle Peter, First Peter chapter 3, verse 7. 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 7. Likewise, you husbands, dwell with them, the women, according to knowledge. Give honor unto the wife as unto the weaker vessel. And this is where I'm going. As being heirs together. You are heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers be not hindered. Your prayers will be hindered if there is no unity between the husband and the wife. You come together, you are praying, you are wasting your time, you're only doing religion. And Satan knows how to take care of you in that estate. Remember the promise in Matthew chapter 18. Verse 19 and verse 20. Matthew 18, verse 19 and verse 20. Again, I say unto you, this is Christ himself, that if two of you shall agree, if you can be united on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Do you know that even husband and wife, in the choice of any blessing, even fruit of the womb, the woman say, "Na baby girl I want." The man say, "Na baby boy we want. I want." Oh yeah, mukuna pray make I hear. It can delay the fruit of the womb. That's the truth. Praise the Lord. Let me read it again. Verse 19. Amen. And this is a promise, that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. Why? For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. Oh, when he says where two or three are gathered in my name, there am I. There are mine. There is not talking about his presence will come down. What he's saying is that his power will be released there. How are you saying? So that you understand Ecclesiastes chapter 4. From verse 9, 10, 11, and 12. Ecclesiastes chapter 4. He said, two are better than one. Because they have a good reward for their labor. After all, the Bible says one will chase 1,000. Two will chase how many? 10,000. For if they fall, see the advantage, the one will lift up his fellow. But woe to him that is alone when he falleth, for he has not another to help him up. Verse 11. Again, if two lie together, Then they have heat. Single brothers will not understand this statement, but but how can one be warm alone? And verse 12. And if one prevail against him, a demon come to attack somebody, two shall withstand him. And where two or three are gathered in my name, a threefold cord is not quickly broken. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That's the reason why in Genesis 2:18, when man was created, God said, it is not good that the man should be alone. It is not good that the man should be alone. I will make him and help meet for him. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Why? Because, hallelujah, even for them to reproduce, one alone cannot be fruitful. You can't have a child if you are alone. You need the help of a woman to be able to reproduce and have the blessing of the fruit of the womb. That's why he made them two. To achieve anything, there must be unity. Blessed be the name of the Lord.